Good evening, everybody. This is the KPFK Local Finance Committee of May 13th, 2020. My name is Fred Lehrer. I'm the chair of the Local Finance Committee. It is currently 4:13 p.m. We're a few minutes late. I was working on the agenda. So, Alan, since you have the agenda, can you take roll? Since you're the secretary, could you take a roll of who's present?
All right. I have the following. Alan Beek, Fred Blair, Kim Kaufman.
Alan. Alan, you have to ask people to respond.
All right.
Yeah, call the names.
Well, I think I've heard me and Fred and Kim respond. Stephen?
Yes, Kim is present. Kim is present.
Steve Kaiser's present, too.
Polina?
Polina Vasilyev is present.
John Winger?
Present.
Michael Novick?
Present.
Dave Johnson?
I'm here.
Okay. Who have I missed?
Bella, Barry Brooks, Grace Aaron, Ken Aaron. Look at the agenda. There's a list.
Okay, and Michael, I'm recording on the on my copy of the agenda. Who's present? I assume the general manager Aniel is not here. Is that correct, Barry?
Yes, he's preparing for the LSC meeting on Sunday.
Is Beth Van Gunten also present? Not hearing so. Okay, so it's now 4:15. I'm proceeding with the agenda.
Did you send out the agenda?
Yes.
I've already sent out the agenda. Who just spoke?
It's Kim. I was just asking. I haven't gotten it.
Okay, let me see if I can resend it to you, just to you. Okay, hold on.
Did everybody else get the agenda?
Yes, I got the agenda.
I'm checking.
Fred, could you send it to Steve Kaiser also, please?
Yes, I've got Steve Kaiser. So I'm sending the agenda a second time.
It was sent to you at SCKaiser at whatever.
Packbell.net. I don't think I got it from Fred. But send it to Kim. Send it to me, too, please.
He sent it to you.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Send it again, and Grace, please.
Okay.
Okay, both Kim and Steve, I just resent the agenda to both of you. Okay.
Why don't you read the agenda for the stream?
Thank you, Michael. Okay, I've got 12 points on the agenda. The first point is after roll call, approval agenda and set time for end of meeting, time certain. Item 3 is set time and date and place of next meeting. I'll just announce that it's Wednesday, June 10th at 4 p.m.
13.
Who spoke?
Oh, June.
Who's speaking? Okay. Point 4 is approval of minutes and notes from last meeting, if any. Point 5 is short duration discussion of streaming the finance meeting. Item 6 is report from the general manager and or business manager, if any. I have point 7 is review March FY20 Pacifica consolidated P&L statement, which was the latest that we have. Point 8 is discussion of GM's response to the LSB motions. These were sent in February. Point 9 is Alan's item on continual town hall. Point 10 is updates and news from the NFC. Point 11 is old business. And point 12 is adjournment at time certain. And I have on the draft 6:30 p.m. So the first point on the agenda is setting the time and date for I mean, setting the time for adjournment. I have 6:30.
Point of order.
What is it, Kim?
Well, we have to approve the agenda, and I have some things I'd like to add or change.
Okay. I'm asking for changes or additions to the agenda, and I'm asking about time certain for adjournment. I have it at 6:30. Do people want that, or do they want to make it later?
We need more time, Fred.
That's 2.5 hours, Bella, or 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Well, we have not had much progress here. I think 3 hours is what's needed.
Please. But I'd like to make it 2.5 hours time certain. If there's important material to cover, we can extend the agenda by making a motion. Is there anybody besides Bella that is opposed to 6:30 p.m. for time certain? I'll leave it in the agenda. Okay. Are there any additions or changes to the draft agenda as presented?
Yes, this is Kim.
What are your changes?
Well, first of all, I would like to move number 6 to in front of number 3, and let's talk with Barry while he's here, and then deal with all the other administrative items after we talk with Barry.
First of all, the approval of minutes or notes is a short item since there are no minutes or notes.
Look, this is not for you to decide. This is for the group to decide. That's one thing I want. Another thing I want is to have a chair election. That hasn't happened this year. It was delayed to wait for the bylaws, and that time is now to do that.
I agree.
So you want a discussion of the you want a chair election as point 4B? In between 4 and 5, after the approval of the minutes?
I want number 6, report from the business manager, after number 2.
Well, where do you want the chair election, Kim?
Okay, that after...
So you gotta
after we talk with Barry, after, okay,
yeah.
After number 4.
Okay, before discussion of streaming.
Yes.
Is there any objections to having the chair election to this meeting? Well, actually, is there any objections to putting that point as point 5 chair election?
It would be number 6, right?
No, Kim. It's right
Bella.
After the minutes. Right
me.
After the minutes approval.
Yes.
I have a question.
What is it? Is that Grace?
Yes.
Go ahead, Grace.
I believe a couple of meetings ago we elected you, Fred, as chair by proclamation. So I don't.
We don't have this.
I believe we did do that a couple of months ago.
No, that was never done.
Bella do ask for the chair to allow you to speak. I'm going to respond, Grace. I can't remember as chair if we have election. I mean, we don't have minutes that I can go back to refer to. So it's a little bit difficult.
Okay.
This is Kim. Can I have the floor?
Kim, you have the floor.
The election generally takes place at the April meeting, but people, you know, that's why this is May. It didn't happen in April. It doesn't happen before April.
Janine to the stack.
Okay, you have the floor, Janine.
Good, Bella in the stack.
I am on the stack. Bella is on the stack.
Okay, Bella. Bella, you may
Thank
speak.
You. I'm sorry?
Bella, please move your microphone away from your mouth because you're just too loud.
Okay, how is it? Can everybody hear me well?
We can all
you're
hear
much
you
louder than anyone else.
I hear Bella quite well.
Thank you, Steve. Kim is absolutely correct. There has been no election at this body. I called for an election last year, and it was not given any attention. So it is important that we have it today so we can move forward.
Okay. Janine, you have the floor. What did you want to say?
I wanted to agree with Grace that I do remember it being brought up either in the it would have been November, December, or January, because I haven't been coming to the meetings for more than that time. So, but I'm just not sure which one. So if there's not minutes, and it was not a vote. It was a proclamation. It was something that wasn't a lot of procedure to it.
And that is incorrect. And that is not correct.
Bill,
that
you
should
don't
not
have the
happen.
Floor.
Who was that spoke about it happening and it happened?
Who's speaking? You're talking. That's Alan. Well, I'm Janine. If it was unanimous consent, it doesn't have to be formal. In other words, there was no opposition to the single candidate.
Michael, to the stack.
Michael, you have the floor.
Yeah, typically we do a chair pro tem, and then 3 months in, once the committee is gelled, then we do an election. So I think that's what probably happened the first time around, was probably a pro tem position. Why don't we just go ahead and do it later on the agenda and get to Barry as soon as possible, since he's on his clock.
It's not happening later.
Bella, you don't have the floor. You have to ask for it.
Later in the same
Michael.
Meeting.
Michael, so you're suggesting moving the election after the report by the business manager. So I
yeah, where Kim put it.
Yeah.
No, she put it immediately after minutes. So I will move it. If Kim does not object, I will move it down after the business manager report.
That's where it's supposed to be.
Good idea. Let's do it.
This is Kim. Well, never mind.
Yes?
Never mind.
Yeah.
No, never mind.
Okay, so I moved Kim. It after the business manager report. Is there any... Kim, you said you had a second addition to the agenda?
No, I have no comment now. I'm done. Can we approve this
Thank
and
you.
Move on?
That's what I'm trying to do. Is there any additional additions or changes to the agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to this? Is there any objection to passing this agenda?
I did not make a motion for a town hall on the finance agenda. I made it on the LSB agenda, and I would just as soon dispense with it as this meeting, if that's okay with you.
Is that okay with the rest? Is that okay with everybody else? Okay, I
yes.
remove I. I'm removing item 10, which is Alan's point on the agenda. Okay. Is there any, again, is there any objection to the agenda as set? Hearing none, we have an agenda. I already announced that the next meeting will be June 10th. Wednesday, June 10th. Okay. Alan, I don't believe we have any minutes to be approved at this meeting. Is that the case?
That is my understanding.
Okay, so we can skip point four. We are on point five, a short discussion of streaming.
From the GM.
Yeah. Bella, please do not shout. And you do not have to fall.
This is Kim.
Hold on, Kim. Michael asked for the floor before you. What did you say, Michael?
Same thing Kim's going to say. We moved the business manager report up so we could hear from Barry while he's on the clock.
Right.
Okay, I'm just going to informally move five down to old business, or further down. So we're on point six, the business manager report. Barry, you have the floor.
Wow.
Okay, hello, everyone. Despite the stay-at-home quarantine, we're trudging through this particular situation that we're in.
Point of personal privilege. I can't hear you, Barry.
Barely.
Who's speaking? Is that Kim? Is that
yes.
Kim speaking?
I
can hear Barry just. I can hear Barry just fine. I don't know why you can't hear Barry. What is it, Bella?
I cannot hear him well either. That's what I said a few seconds ago. If he can get closer to his phone, like...
Bella, you've said your piece. I'm the chair. I'm running the meeting. I can hear Barry just fine. Barry,
you are not. You are not the group. You are not the group.
Bella, I'm going to warn you. This is the first time I'm warning you. I muted you. Okay, Barry.
Yes.
Can you speak louder?
Okay, sure.
Go ahead.
Our current balance at our operating administration account at Bank of America is $68,662.56. Our savings account
Barry,
balance is $1,000.
Barry, what? Can you say that again?
What?
This is Alan Beek, and I would like to interrupt to say that I want Barry's report to be in writing. I
thank
can't keep it down as he dictates it, and it's much better to have it all in writing so we know what we're talking about.
I don't
know why he's not responding.
People, this is very disrespectful to be, to be talking over the business manager while he's giving his report.
I'm asking him not give that report. I'm asking that he give it in writing.
Well, that's
it's
a little bit of a
long,
problem,
Alan. It's not that long. Give you a snapshot of what our cash position is and how we're doing.
Barry, may I intervene here as chair? Alan, first of all, this report is being recorded, and you can download the audio and listen to the report and play it over and over if you want. So Barry has never given a written report. It's unfortunate, but that's what it is. So Barry, you may proceed, and would you start over for Kim because she wanted you and read the numbers more slowly for everybody.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Bolina. I apologize for the interruption, if I may be recognized.
What's your point of order, Paulina?
I can barely hear Barry for some reason. Same as Bella and Kim. I know you said that you can hear him fine, but I cannot.
I will boost Barry's audio here on Maestro, okay? and see if that helps. Okay, I've just done so. Barry, could you proceed, Barry, now?
Okay. Okay, yes. Our current balance at Bank of America for our operating admin account is $68,662.56. And our savings account balance is $1,081. Okay. We have made our health benefit payment for May, so we're all clear on that. And let's see. Because of the lack of cash flow, I have had to put a number of vendors for deferment of payment. I gave Fred a aging report. So right now, the aging report, the total due is $19,437.95.
How much?
And
I'm sorry, how much? How much, Barry?
$19,437.95.
Okay.
Well, can I pause the your report for a moment here, Barry?
Sure.
I have not received an aging report. I haven't received any reports in about 3 months.
Okay, I sent you one via the email about 30 minutes ago, or actually an hour ago, actually.
Okay,
I'll send another one tomorrow when I'm in the office Thursday, so I'll send another one to you.
Okay. You can proceed, and I'll check my email. I'm sorry.
Okay, so like I mentioned before, our health benefits is paid up for May, so we're okay there. As far as the revenue goes for the soft campaign that we've been doing since April 27th, the numbers for the spring campaign, we have raised $33,141.76, of which is that pertains to 371 donations for that.
How many?
371 donations. That makes up that $33,141.76. The KPFK Family Challenge, we've raised $2,404.47. which is 22 donations. The Brent Michael Phillips campaign, we raised $3,088, which comprises of 15 donations. And the KPFK Sustainer Circle, we raised $24,447.79.
What was that? What is that? What was the last one?
KPFK Sustainer Circle was $24,447.79.
How much? 24?
24,447.79.
For the month? For a month or since April 27th?
No, since April 27th.
Uh-huh.
And that's 1,181 donations. Now, the web income we have from MEBA, we raised $7,220, and we have received a total amount for Mobile Cause of $402.50. Now, I don't know if anybody wants me to go over the numbers for the winter February fund drive, but I think I went over that last time we were here in Needy for the Finance Committee meeting, so I don't think I need to go over that, but just to mention just a few, the total raise for the February winter drive was $510,716, of which our goal was $650,000, so we were quite a bit short there. I also want to mention to you that we received a $17,000 check from CAP UCLA, which was due to the sponsorship that we had with them. So that helped us out tremendously. We received that check last week, last Friday.
For $17,000?
Yeah, $17,000 even.
Huh. Again, Barry, could I again pause this? Are any of these numbers in that aging document that you sent me?
No. This is not accounts payable.
Bella, please do not interrupt when people are speaking.
This is not account payable.
Bella?
Okay, yeah. Well, let me speak to Fred, Bella, in his question, and that the total number for the aging for the accounts payable is $19,437.95. So you should be able to see that at the bottom of the schedule.
Okay. Well, I'm asking is, can I send out this aging report to everybody on the Finance Committee now?
You can. Go ahead. Yes, you may.
Thank you. I just did. Go proceed. With your
okay.
Report.
I don't know, as you guys are aware, we kind of struggled on our April 15th payroll, and I don't know if you know that we had to borrow $34,000. So we plan on paying that back as soon as we get the money.
How much? $34,000
to meet the payroll for April 15th payroll. That was the only payroll that we had to actually go borrow money for.
And Barry, were
yes.
you able to make the end? Were you able to make the end of the month payroll?
Yes, I
was. April 30th.
April 30th. Yes, we made the end of the month payroll. The soft sale fundraiser was doing pretty well, so we did. We were able to make that payroll expense for April 30th. Let's see what else I want to say to you.
Bella, I
yes.
can hear you.
So, Barry, you said that you had the station.
Bella, I did not give you the floor. I said I put you on the stack. Do not interrupt the person making the report. Let him make the full report before we go into a lot of questions. Barry, you have the floor.
But you stop
okay.
him whenever you want.
Bella, I'm going to mute you if you continue to do this. Barry, you have the floor.
Okay. Now, making a comment about the P&L report for half of the year as of March 31st, 2020, for listener support in comparison to last year of March 2019, listener support is down 11%. Total revenue for this time last year is down 22%. Operating expense, for last year, we're down by 1%. So we did come under the gun from last year. So we are cutting back our expenditures to some degree. And then total salaries expense is up by 5%, which was from last year, from this time last year. So I just want to make a comment about that. Also, I wanted to also say that in going through this world pandemic that we're going through, and because of the application that we had put forth to the federal government through the CARES Act, we were supposed to get some kind of relief through the Payroll Protection Plan, but because WBAI filled out two applications, our application got lost in the shuffle, and that's why we didn't get the money. So a lot of funding that we should have received, which would have helped us fund our operations, we didn't receive because of WBAI. So I just want to, on behalf of the staff of KPFK, I just want to mention that to you guys.
Grace. I'd like to be on the stack to respond to that.
You want to respond immediately? Okay. Grace, I've got you.
Okay.
Okay, and let's see, is there anything else I wanted to say? We are going to begin our fund drive on May the 19th, and hopefully with our new software, our new Allegiant software in place, we will be able to populate that new software program for any donations or that the public or the members would like to make to KPFK.
May 19th, you said a week from yesterday?
No, May 19th. Will be next Tuesday when we begin our fund drive.
Okay.
I would like to ask a question. Was that the fund drive starts or ends on May 19th?
It starts. We're not in fund drive
mode. We're just being allowed to interrupt.
Currently, we are in a soft fund drive right now, so we're not in an actual blown out fund drive. But our next fund drive will begin on May 19th.
Can I ask a question of that? You said that you're talking about some software. Is that the Legion software that you're referring to for the that's going to replace Nemesis?
Yeah, that's correct, Fred.
Thank you. Okay. Are you
finished with my report?
Barry, are you finished?
Yes, I'm finished, yes.
Okay, I've got two people on the stack. I've got Bella and then Grace, and I'm going to ask Bella if she would allow me to put Grace first, because Grace has a priority question about a statement that Barry made about WBAI.
So do I, and you interrupted me. So do I. Mine was timely as well.
Somebody's got a bell that keeps on ringing on their phone. Could you please mute that? I don't know where that's coming from. Okay. Bella, I'd like to give Grace the floor to talk about that.
It is not fair for Grace to always get the floor first, right? That is your protocol.
Grace is a director, Bella. And it's a serious issue what she's dealing with.
And this is a committee.
I don't care. Let Bella speak first. That's fine.
Okay, Bella. Go ahead. Bella, could you please reduce the volume on your phone?
Sure. The comment and question for Barry. At the time when he spoke of the aging report, at 19,437, what is the reason that we do not get any electronic reports from you prior to this committee meeting, which we have requested for quite some time now, even through motions? I want to hear Barry's response to that. I don't believe that the aging report is only 19,437. I think it's much higher than that when you factor in so many other issues. And the fact that all the vendors have not been paid timely now for at least 3 months. So that is one question. And the other, now I want to say, it is impossible. It is impossible for me.
Bill, could you pause and let Barry answer your first question?
No, I'm going to finish my comment. It is impossible for me as a member of this committee to work intelligently without reports in an intelligent manner so that I can review them and come to this committee prepared to interact with the business manager. This is asinine. I've never seen anything like this before. No reports at all. And we're supposed to take dictation down? I don't think so. That's not the way this is supposed to work. It's a good thing we're streaming this committee. This is unbelievable. This is disgraceful. And why did we have to borrow $34,000? Who did we borrow $34,000 from? What is the source of the $34,000 for payroll? Where, who is it? What outfit? What individual? At what expense? And why are salaries up 5% from last year? Why is that? While revenues are declining at 20 to 25%. This is not sustainable. Thank you.
Barry, could you respond to Bella? Hello, Barry? Anybody there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, Fred. I put it up. I had him on mute. As far as the $34,000 that we used to utilize to pay the April 15th payroll, that money was borrowed, I believe, from a person named Ursula. Well, I think she's part of the national office or something like that. But that's where the money came from.
Barry, Ursula is the director of the affiliates unit of Pacifica.
Okay, yeah, that's where the money came from.
And the money. I talked with Lydia, and Lydia got the money from the affiliates division.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what, yes. Mm-hmm. As far as the report, Bella, I believe Fred has sent you a March 2020 P&L report that you can review as far as the performance of KPFK in the last 6 months. So you can
from
see
Nita.
That.
Nita.
Yeah, or from Nita, yes. Correct. Well, Fred has distributed to the members of the Finance Committee.
We have.
Again, I sent Fred an aging report an hour ago before the meeting started. You can look at it there. Again, tomorrow I will send another replica of the report that I usually hand out to the Finance Committee meeting tomorrow. But the numbers will be the same.
Will that be from Great Plains?
Correct. Uh-huh.
Why send two, then?
Because I wasn't able to put that particular format on paper. My printer's down right now, so I wasn't able to do that right now.
Okay. You have not addressed everything else.
As far as you're talking about the 19,000, and maybe that number is not really concise, the only thing I can speak to that is we do owe, you know, central services to the national office. That's a number that we owe outside of the vendors that we owe. So if you want to put in internal expenditures, yeah, you could do that too. You could add on to that if you want.
Barry, excuse me one moment. An aging report means everything that the operation owes.
Usually you don't report internal
Barry, may I finish? An accounts payable aging report indicates...
Is this Dan Aaron with a point of order? I want a point of order here.
Okay, Ken, what is your point of order that Bill is going on?
I thought we were having a finance committee meeting, not an interview and dialogue between one member and a person getting a report. This is chatty. Questions asked and answered. And I don't want to attend and get a lecture on financing or anything else. And I don't care what names you want to call me. You can't put up with this kind of chaos. Let's get down to business. Get the data and move on and stop with the lectures.
I need to finish my point. If I may be allowed to finish my point. Thank you.
Hold on, Bella. Ken, I responded to your point of order. I'll try and keep it more orderly. Bella, finish up your questions.
Thank you. So an accounts payable aging report is supposed to list everything that KPFK owes, not individual items that you may feel are internal or external. That is inconsequential. It is supposed to have the full billing of everyone and everything that KPFK owes. Who to? So when you say that this is 19,430-something, again, I repeat myself, I have not yet seen an accounts payable aging report from you, Barry, that is concise, that is succinct, showing me everything on a monthly manner that KPFK owes. This is why we never know where the money is going. Thank you. I am a bookkeeper. I should know what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Bella. Okay, Grace, you have the floor.
Okay. Barry, it's not known why we were rejected for the big loan from the PPP loan. it's suspected that maybe it has to do with the fact that WBAI made some sort of a grant request. Actually, it's not even clear that they put in an application. That may or may not be the reason, but it has been common practice for many small businesses to make multiple applications. Some have made 20 or 30 applications for the same loan and have been granted the loan. So it's not necessarily that. It may be that we applied for a bigger loan from California. We're tracking down the reason for that. It's not definite that it's because of WBAI. That's the first thing. I have a question. On the National Finance Committee call last night, Anita Sim said that KPFK owes about $170,000 or $180,000 in back central service payments. Is that a correct amount?
That's probably correct, yeah. We're in arrears from 2017. Yes, that's about right.
I have one other quick question, and that is this. The shortfall in revenue that you mentioned earlier, was that affected by the coronavirus situation, or did that most of that predate the coronavirus situation?
It can a little bit of that can be attributed to it because I think the coronavirus lockdown for quarantine, I believe, began at the end of March. So, not so much. It's more like predate the coronavirus.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Okay.
Well, Lena, to the stack.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to put myself on the stack. I want to follow up on Grace.
And Kim, just put me on the sack whenever.
Right. You're going to be after me, Kim, unless somebody else who has unless
Did
somebody
you hear
who
me?
Hasn't spoken.
Paulina,
Kim,
hasn't
I can
spoken.
Hear you. Okay, I'll put you on the stack, Paulina. And first of all, and you'll go front Kim because Kim has already spoken once. So our rule is that.
And Michael, please.
Okay. Mike, it'll be Paulina, Michael, and Kim. And the rule is that people who haven't spoken get put on first. Okay, my question has to do as a follow-up on the question about central services, since I'm the, as treasurer, I'm the KPFK LSB's representative on the National Finance Committee, and Paulina is the director representative for KPFK. About an hour ago, Anita Sim sent out a spreadsheet with the details of the central service payments for both FY19 and FY20. And for KPFK, it appears that they're still recording that you didn't make a payment, I believe it was in February of central service payment in February of FY19, and they have you down as also not making three payments in FY20. I believe it was March, April, and May.
What?
For a total, the total that NIDA has you down for, Barry, is about $145,000 in central service payments. Can you expand on that? In other words, consolidated spreadsheet from NIDA that looking on the KPFK pane shows central service payments for all 6 months in FY20. That's
no, we made a payment in January, I believe. Central service.
You believe?
I think we did. Yes.
Who just spoke up? Is that Grace? Okay, so basically they have you down as missing, not making four payments in the last 2 years.
Yeah, that's true, because of our lack of cash flow and trying to meet our tangible expenses, you know, those expenses came first. So a lot of times we didn't have the money to pay the central services. So, yeah, you're right. That's correct.
So does that mean that the reason the spreadsheets show payments for all those for all the months up to the current is because you've accrued the payments, but you haven't, there are four payments you actually haven't made. Is that the
correct.
Is that the case?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so the next person on the stack is, I believe, is it it's Polina, then Michael, and then
Kim.
Okay, Polina, you have the floor.
Thank you. Barry, so actually just to clarify, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the PNB has passed a motion to make sure that local stations do not apply for grants unless they check with national first, just to make sure that you're aware of that. I don't know if you're in charge of grant applications, but I think that's a very important point. With the what Grace was mentioning earlier, we don't really know why we were denied the, you know, the big loan applications, but it may have had something to do with the stations applying for grants and not consulting with national. And so there are several applications going in at the same time. And so then, you know, they all get denied. So that's all. That's all I wanted to mention about the PNB. Thank you.
Barry, would you like to respond?
I know that Nita, actually Tamara Sadursky, I know that she applied for the payroll protection plan. We thought we were going to get it, you know, within 2 weeks or so, but it never came through. So something got held up in the pipeline there, and I don't know. Maybe I don't know if it was multiple applications or I don't know why we were denied, but we didn't get funding yet. So we're left out in the cold right there.
Yeah.
Ed, can you put Steve in the stack?
Yeah, I got you, Steve.
Thanks.
And are you finished, Barry?
Yes, I'm finished, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, Michael, you have the floor.
I just wanted to check in on the figures from the, it's being referred to as the soft drive. They seem pretty low to me. The total I got, even if we include the UCLA money, which really came from something else, it's only about $88,000. So was that a factor in the decision to start a full fund drive May 19th? Because I thought they were planning to hold off longer on going into a fund drive.
I believe Aniel had said that had we got the funding from the CARES Act, he was going to push back the fund drive to June 1st. But because we didn't get the funding, he said that May 19th was the optimal date. Also, he said that because of the transition from the Memphis data system into Allegiant, because Allegiant wasn't up and running, we couldn't start the fund drive on May the 3rd that we usually do start the fund drive on. So he pushed it back to May 19th because a number of people in the membership department had to go through training on Allegiant. That's supposed to end on Friday, I believe. So that's another reason why it was pushed to May 19th.
And is there an end date? How long is anticipated to be in fund drive?
Yeah, he said that somewhere around the middle of June or maybe like June 10th, around there, depending upon how it performs.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Kim, you have the floor.
Well, thank you. First of all, I would really request, Barry, that for those list of numbers that you gave us, that you please put it in writing and send it to us or Fred so he can send it to us, because it was really hard to catch all those numbers. I'm just not seeing how any of this makes sense. As of March, where is it? As of the end of March, it's showing a $123,000 net loss.
Okay, yeah, I just want to tell you that that $17,000 is not in that particular P&L that we received last Friday.
$17,000 is not really is a minor amount.
Okay,
but
well, that's part
minus,
of that changes the net income at the bottom there.
You're still over $100,000, and if I go here line by line, there are items that are missing throughout this P&L that I believe should be there. You know, the reception is so bad on this, I don't want to go over it line by line and ask why is this blank when there should be numbers in there. So I have a problem with a lot of these numbers, and I think the net loss is a lot higher. And I'm just not seeing how you can even wait till next week. What is your estimated per day average for this drive, and how much do you need to raise? I mean, how much have you borrowed in total since March, for one thing?
The only amount that we borrowed was the $34,000 to make room for the April 15th payroll.
But we were accruing the central services that we're not making.
You're right. That's where that money went.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. So we're still playing with a lot of funny money here, and we're not paying our central services, which surprised some of us that heard this report on the NFC last night, because as far as I heard you saying, Barry, for quite a while now, we were just short like maybe one payment. Certainly none from last year, or we were in arrears September, and you were going to pay September this year, but to hear that we didn't pay 4 months is really kind of a surprise.
Well, this is May now, so we haven't paid since January, so we missed February, March, and April.
Of this year?
Of this year, yes.
Of 2020, but I thought you said that was from 2019, and then you also said that we owe 170.
Well, I don't know I don't remember me saying that we were only down by one payment for fiscal year 2019. That's not true.
Well, that's what I heard, and I think some other people on this call heard that too.
1 month in 2019? No, that's not true. There's no way I made that statement.
Okay. Well, we'll let other people speak to that. So for 2019, how many payments are in arrears? And for 2020, how many payments are in arrears?
Kim, Fred here. One from FY19 and three from FY20, according to Nita.
Thanks.
Okay, so.
And working on a fourth.
What?
Working on a fourth, I said.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I mean, for me, I would love to pay central services, but the money's just not there. So.
Right.
And then because of our dismal fund drive in February, you know, that kind of contributed to that. So.
Right. Now, I would like to see a fund drive chart for the rest of the year, how much you need to raise to pay your $300,000 a month, you know, expenses. And I'd like to see a chart on how you, you know, and Zuberi expect to get through the end of the year, how much you need to raise every month and where it's going to come from. So,
well, I believe this fund drive coming up is the target is $600,000.
Okay. Well,
that's the
we know
goal.
That you, it took 36 days in February, March, and you only raised, you came up $150,000 short.
$130,000.
So, okay. I would like, we can, the committee can discuss it later and write a formal motion to you, but I would like to see a chart for the rest of the year of how much you need to raise to pay the expenses that you need to pay. So we can deal with that later. But that's what I would like, because this is just all very loosey-goosey.
Kim, I think that's called a budget.
No, we're not making it. Well, okay, it's a budget for how to get through the end of the year. Whatever. This is what
it's
I would like.
A projection.
I was making a comment, Kim. Are you finished,
Kim? Either way, yes.
Okay, somebody is rattling their phone or something. Could you please mute? I don't know who it is. Maybe it's Bella. Yeah, it was Bella. Okay. I think the next person on the stack is Steve, and Steve Kaiser. And did I hear Dave Johnson wanted to be on the stack too?
Yes, put Dave on.
Okay. Steve, you've got the floor.
Was Michael in the queue? I thought he was ahead of me. But that's fine. Okay, I have a quick question. Barry, the PPP loan, that would be $20,000. That'd be for all of Pacifica, or would each individual station's applying for it? Barry, do you remember? Is Barry there?
Yeah, that was for each station, Steve.
Okay, and did Tamara Sadurski have any feedback as to, I mean, did they contact her on the refusal of the loan, or she got?
I believe they did. I know I wasn't the point of contact. I actually communicated with Tamara about, you know, whether or not we were going to get the funding or not, and she just hadn't heard word. I think they did communicate with her about the status.
Do you know if all the stations have about the same shortfall for salary currently? Any idea?
I believe there was like two stations that were short for their operating expenses, specifically for their payroll.
The fund drive begins next week. How long is that expected to last? Is it 3 weeks?
To June 10th, I believe it is.
June 10th. Okay, great. That's all I have for now. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How many weeks is that, Barry? Is that 3 weeks or 4 weeks?
4 weeks.
For the May... 4 weeks for the May fund drive.
Right.
Okay, Dave, you have the floor.
Thank you, Barry. I just wanted to ask a question about how the payroll looks in May. We have a payroll coming up in a very short period of time. Do we look like we're going to be able to pay that?
Like I said before, I was...
What day is the next payroll? Is it in a couple of days?
Yeah, Friday's the next payroll. And the funding had to take place today. So, yeah, we made it.
We made that payroll. And I guess it's too soon to ask if we're going to make the one at the end of the month, because in theory you're going to go into fund drive and we should be raising some money. Is that the plan?
Yeah, I think we won't have any problem raising the money for the end of the month payroll because of the fund drive, yes.
Thank you. And the bigger payroll question I had was, is the general manager anticipating any layoffs in light of the fact we did not qualify for the CARE loan?
He has brought that to my attention. He's spoken of it. Whether or not he implements it or not, I don't know. But I know that once we're in fund drive, we can make a great majority of our payments that are behind. So I don't know about who he... I think he had targeted two people to lay off, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure when that's going to happen or if he's going to even do it or not. So,
okay, because I'm asking, because sometimes when we go into fund drive, we actually hire a couple temporary people to help with the fund drive, working overnight shift and doing some things like that. And it seems like we should be doing just the reverse right now, and I was wondering if he had any plans for any layoffs. And if I...
Well, as far as, you know... that's a good question. As far as the independent contractors, the programmers that come in to do the work for the fund drive, he said that KPFK needs them in order to make the fund drive complete. But there may be a chance or opportunity where he won't have as many independent contractors come in as usual because of the current status that we're in right now as far as our financial status. So, yeah. That might be the case, too.
Okay, well then following up on the fund drive, does the general manager plan on having a volunteer fund drive room or volunteers working our own fund drive room, or is he going to use an outsourcing call center, which is unbudgeted and will also cost us money? Do you know anything about that?
He had meant it all pertains on whether or not Allegiant will be ready. I assume that they will be ready on Tuesday, and I think there will be a room to handle the calls, but there is also in place the call center for, overwrite of the calls into this call center. I don't know if he's going to have, any volunteers come in to handle the calls, but I think most of them will be handled by the call center.
So I don't quite understand the relationship between the new software and the phone room, but it sounds like he's not going to have a volunteer phone room in light of the lockdown situation. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. You have to speak to him about that.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
I think he said that there will be a phone room, but there won't be as many people in there as usual as we've had in the past, because simply because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, exactly. That's the reason why I asked. And in terms of the February fund drive, you mentioned a figure of $510,000, $716,000, and the goal was $650,000. As I recall, that was a pledged dollar amount, the $510,000. Is that correct? That's not
that's correct. Yeah.
The debt after.
That's correct, Dave.
Okay. Thank you for that. And one other thing, on the central services payments, are we paying our contribution towards the large Pacifica loan that's looming that we have to pay off about less than a year from now? Do we have a separate amount of money that we are raising as the KPFK contribution to paying payments on the large Pacifica loan? Or is that going to central services? I don't know the central services figure that's been increased to pay our contribution towards the interest payments on that loan. So is there another debt looming here in the future that we'd have to pay at the end of the second quarter? Question.
That's correct. We budgeted $48,000 for just that purpose, to handle the loan payment. Well, actually, it's really an interest payment. It doesn't even hit the principal. It's just an interest payment. So, yeah, for the fiscal year 2020 budget, we did allocate $48,000 for that.
Can I jump in here?
$48,000 a quarter?
$48,000 for the year.
Oh.
For the year.
Could I jump in here, Dave and Barry? Since I am the treasurer and I sit on the NFC, the NFC has been discussing the loan payments for the last year. And I think we passed a motion that asking the stations to attempt to pay their share of the loan payments. I believe KPFK's share is about $6,000 a month, so, and the loan is paid on a quarterly basis, so I think that would be somewhere in the order of $18,000 every 3 months. And there is an escrow account that pays the interest on the loan, and my understanding is that that's going to run out in June, but I haven't heard any details from Nita on that in the last couple of months. So this is all. So Barry, you say you've been putting aside KPFK's payments for this for the loan interest in a
correct
separate account.
Yes, yes. I really don't per se have a separate account for it, but we did allocate $48,000 for that particular purpose, just for the interest only on that particular loan.
Well, can I ask a follow-up, Fred?
Go ahead.
Well, how are you actually saving that? Because there's $1,000 in the savings account, I think you said, and about $68,000 in the operating account, and we don't have a separate bank account for the allocation towards that loan interest payment. So, I mean, exactly how are you guys doing it? Is it just on paper? And what's the likelihood that we'll actually be able to make it in light of the fact we had to borrow money to make payroll, et cetera, et cetera?
You're correct, Dave, in that the savings account was really my ace in the hole to handle that particular interest payment. And because I had to deplete the savings in order to handle the health benefits and the payroll in the past 2 months, that's a depleted. But I do foresee us putting back the money back into our savings so we can handle that expenditure. So we will be replenishing our savings account in this next fund drive.
Okay. This is Michael. Actually, a question for the NFC that, given what came up, it's just brief.
Go ahead, Michael.
I'm wondering if you.
Let me ask, Barry and Dave, are you finished?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you, Barry, and I'm finished.
Oh, you're welcome, Dave.
Yeah, thanks. My question was, has the NFC established a timeline for the budget for fiscal year 2021?
I haven't seen a timeline, Michael, for that.
Fred, actually. We have two people from the NFC. That's why Fred and Pauline are in the NFC.
Okay. Last night, the budget schedule was breached. And I don't think we set a budget schedule, but we're trying to get back into the budgets because obviously that's important. And the news from the NFC is we elected a new chair last night, James Sargishan from New York is now the chair of the NFC, and Chris Corey is now just an ordinary NFC member. Paulina, do you want to say anything on the budgets?
Sure. No, I actually just wanted to mention that I was not there for the very, very last few minutes of the committee meeting, so I believe we haven't come up with a timeline for the budget, but that's a first priority. So at the next meeting, I'm sure that's what we're going to be working on for sure.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Barry, I assume you're finished with your report. Is there any more questions for Barry?
Dave here. Yes, I had a question.
Who?
Dave has a question.
Dave?
Yes.
Go ahead, Dave.
Is there any sign of us getting regular financial reports from KPFK, including a balance sheet, P&L, a complete aging sheet, et cetera? Or can we start getting those monthly and getting them at least a day or two before the committee meeting? Is there any chance of that happening, Barry?
Hold on.
Hold on,
Barry. That's okay. That's item 9 on the agenda tonight, a discussion of that. And I'll just make my statement. I haven't received anything from Barry except for the aging report today for the last 3 months. So we need to discuss what the situation is with all the documents that I've gotten have been from NIDA through the NFC. We haven't got anything from the station, as I say, for 3 months. Barry, your response?
Yeah, I will be forwarding you the quarterly end of the month, March 31st, 2020, P&L tomorrow. So I'll forward that to you. As far as whether or not it can do it on a monthly basis, that's kind of difficult because of a timing issue of trying to get all the numbers in and all the transactions in by the 10th working day of the following month. So I think Annielle wanted to do it on a quarterly basis where we can have more time to prepare all the numbers together and making a more concise report. So he's the one to actually... He's the one that actually proposed a quarterly basis reporting.
You forward that to the whole committee, the whole finance committee?
Pardon me?
Can you forward it to everybody on the finance committee?
Well, I'll forward it to Fred, and then he can go and distribute it to the other members of the finance committee.
Okay, Fred, can you do that?
Any documents I get from Barry, I will send to the finance committee.
Thank you.
Follow-up question, okay. Fred.
Who's speaking?
That's Dave. Wanted to follow up on the quarterly statements. I'd like to emphasize to the general manager that if he's not producing monthly financial statements, be it that they might be a few days late after the close of the month, these are the tools that management uses to run an organization. They're not for the benefit of the finance committee to satisfy a finance committee requirement. Anyone running an organization needs to have a monthly balance sheet, a monthly income sheet, accounts payable aging sheet, and a load of other documents so that they can better run the station. Quarterly reports that the GM might be able to look at every 3 months is management by the seat of the pants. I'm finished, Rick.
Okay, Dave, if I could input that something on that, you must remember that NEDA is the one that puts in the numbers for our payroll. They handle all the accruals for our payroll, and sometimes, you know, as you know in the past, they get the accrual incorrect or they didn't get it, you know, right. So sometimes, you know, that kind of hangs up the whole process. So that's another reason why he wanted it on a quarterly basis too.
Fred, can I respond?
Go ahead.
We discussed about 6 months ago that we could establish a general ballpark payroll figure because our payroll does not fluctuate that much from month to month, and at least put together some kind of trial balance series of figures based on an estimation. I mean, if I was the general manager running our station, I would have to have that, so I would have at least a ballpark as to where we're at. To make some excuse as to why he doesn't need to have monthly statements, I repeat, it's management by the seat of the pants, and NEDA, it doesn't matter what NEDA is doing. We know as a ballpark figure what our monthly payroll expenses are. That's all. Thank you.
Polina, with a point of information, please.
What's your point of information, Polina?
So I am streaming this meeting, but I will have to get off the call without stopping the streaming. I'll continue streaming. I'll have to get off the call in about 10 or 15 minutes. I have a live show to do at 6, and I have to prep. So if somebody could volunteer to text me when you're ready to stop the stream, I'll be paying attention. I won't be able to listen to all of it, but if somebody could just volunteer to let me know when to stop streaming, I would appreciate that.
I can do that.
The chair can take responsibility for that when at the end of the meeting.
Yeah.
You need a text message to your cell phone.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Just a text message to my cell phone. I'll immediately stop the stream. Thank you.
I'll commit to doing that.
If you can just let me know when you're adjourning, that way I can start getting ready so that I don't stream more than we should. Thank you.
Again, 6:30 is the time that we've set for time certain.
Right, and I'll be in the middle of a live show at that time, so I miscalculated as far as, but I'm glad to be able to stream and help the public be aware of what's going on, but unfortunately I'll be in the middle of a live show on the radio at that time, so
And behalf of the committee, I thank you for streaming the meeting.
No worries, I'll be happy to do so at other occasions. Thanks. I'll be getting off in about 10, 15 minutes. I'll let you know. Thank you.
Okay. Do we move the agenda at this point, Barry? Is there any more questions for Barry from the floor?
This is Kim. I just have one comment that I concur with Dave that to not have any sort of monthly financials that you and the GM are working with I don't know what kind of adjective to use there, but it's
suicide.
It's problematic. It's very non-professional. It's why you run out of payroll. It's why, you know, we don't have a budget, and anyways, it's the reasons that you've given us is not convincing to me. That's it.
And point 9 on the agenda deals with the motions on finance that were passed in February of this year by the LSB. Okay. Well, not hearing any more questions for Barry, I'll move to the next agenda point, which is election of chair, election of permanent chair for
Barry,
finance.
You can go. I mean, we don't, you know, I mean, you can certainly stay, but, you know.
This is Alan, and I would like to ask a question of Barry if he's still there. Barry,
okay,
are you there?
Barry is still present, Alan. Alan, you haven't spoken, so ask your question.
Well, I wrote an email to Barry a few days ago asking that his report for this meeting be in writing, and I think that the conversation during the meeting has shown that that was a necessary request, and Barry obviously has trouble trying to put together all the things that we are demanding, and he works under rather severe constraints, and the result is dissatisfaction all around. And I would like to have Barry's commitment to work with me, and we would have to do it by email for a while, to try to work out what it is, what are the constraints he's working under, what are the things he actually can realistically say he's going to be able to produce, so that we will know what is going to be coming every month, and we will get it in writing, because anybody who tries to listen to this recording on the tape and try to figure out all the things that were said is going to have a hopeless task. We need to have the reports in writing so we can understand them and won't waste all this time during the meeting going over them in detail. And so, Barry, I would like to ask your commitment to get some time cooperating. I've tried to cooperate with you, and I don't get much success. Can you work with me?
Possibly, yeah, but I'm very busy. So, yeah, I can give you a narrative if you want to see a narrative. I mean, it seems to me every time I give you a narrative, you guys have all these questions, and which is okay with me, but, I mean, you know, the numbers are what they are, so I don't know.
Well, that email I sent you a couple of days ago, I suggested the things that you could work on, and I would like to work with you and try to get something we all agree with. We expect what we're going to get, and we get it, and we have it in time for the meeting and in time for people to send you questions before the meeting so you can come to the meeting with the answers. And I would just like to... You know, I've tried several times to work with you, and you don't answer many times my emails. And I would just like your commitment. You're going to work together.
Yes, I'll try to put a narrative in the next finance committee meeting.
Okay. I heard it, and I'm going to try to live with it, and I sure hope we get some success. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Thank you, Alan.